This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. And this is Isaiah 40, the text also in our selection for this week. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, that is the Messiah's way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole of the Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of Jesus, God's Messiah. When I was young, strong, and a lot lighter, I did a lot of mountaineering in Colorado. Part of the training that I picked up warned that if you are lost, you will, despite your best efforts, not walk in a straight line, but walk in circles. You've heard that said, right? Okay, yeah, we've heard that people, if they're lost, if they don't have an outside reference point, walk in circles. Well, it turns out that that is actually true. It's not point A to point B. Jan Suman of Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics in Turbingen, Germany, found under experimental conditions that without landmarks, people really do walk in circles. They had both forest people and desert people in the Sahara and did it repeatedly over periods of weeks and found that, yes, that is actually true, but there's a twist. The forest people and those walking under extreme overcast or those walking in the desert at night without moon were the ones who walked in circles. But if you had an outside reference point of the sun or the moon, they did much better at approximating a straight line. John the Baptizer says, prepare the way for the Messiah. Make his paths straight. And John's function was to proclaim and prepare. Prepare by proclaiming repentance. Now, this is more than simply, gee, I'm really sorry for what I did. Repentance in the Greek is metanoia, new mind, nous. Metanoia is making a new mind, having a change of perspective that results in change of behavior. It is not simply enough to feel sorry. It's like my repeated pushing against the sentiment of Christmas, which is co-opted by commercialism. It's so easy to feel sorry when you're nudged and realize, yeah, I really screwed up. But it's not enough simply to be sorry. John the Baptist, Jesus our Lord, is saying, change your ways. When the Holy Spirit comes to you and says, do this differently, that is repentance. So that's what the baptizer was asking for. And straight is rare. Straight is difficult. Topography and human nature being what we are. Do you know which state has the reputation for lots of straight roads and the longest straight road? Give a wild guess. Nevada. Keep that in mind. North Dakota has the reputation for having the longest straight road. There's a stretch of Highway 46 that is reputedly 123 miles straight, roughly paralleling Highway 80 going east-west. However, they fudged on a couple of topographic necessities, and in fact, it jigs a little bit, so they lost their 123 miles. In fact, the longest truly straight stretch is only 31 miles from Gackle to Beaver Creek. Ray. The actual record holder is Nevada with Highway 80 over Bonneville Salt Flats, and that's 35 miles. Point A to point B is beautiful mathematically, but difficult humanly. Yet the baptizer calls us to repent and in so doing make the Messiah's paths straight. Where are you wandering or walking in circles? Pedestrianism back in the early 1800s was comparable to football, with huge numbers of Americans turning out to watch people walk for days in a circle. And they rewarded the winners hugely. And it fell apart because of doping and prize fixing. And we never have heard of pedestrianism. I suppose that comes close to Presbyterianism, for which many people have heard and which we all think of another P word, which is, what's the famous Presbyterian theological concept that nobody understands and everybody thinks is weird? Predestination, yes, yes, yes. So these guys walked in circles. Where are you walking in circles? Where do you, at the end of the day, find yourself wondering, I wonder what I accomplished? Did I do anything for my Lord Jesus today? Is there something in my life that needs to be straightened out? One that I would love your prayers on, now that I'm feeling better and have more energy to walk again, is one particular circle I keep making is away from the feeding trough and back to it. And my body shows it. And if you think of praying for your poor, portly pastor, feel entirely free that I would make a straight line from eating to walking during this Christmas season. I don't know where your circles are, but I bet you have them. And what the baptizer is saying is that we are to make a new mind. And we'll revisit this concept as we come to this new year. Make a new mind that results in behavior that is straight. I'm not talking about gender here. I'm talking about simply moving directly in the direction that Jesus wants us. Not point A to B, but point A to point JC. Where do you not have a straight path to your Lord? What gets in the way of that? I think I want to make, again, just a point about simplicity. We Americans are hugely blessed materially. Almost all of us have far more than we need. And there are people down the street, throughout this community, in this state, country, and absolutely in the world, who do not have what they need. Clean water, shelter, safety. Freedom. We're hugely blessed. We might start thinking about how to live more simply so that others who do not have what we've been blessed with can have some of the basics of life. I want to close by simply talking about what's going to happen next. I'm going to ask all of our current deacons, trustees, and ruling elders, and those who have been elected by this congregation last week to serve as our deacons, trustees, and ruling elders, to gather up here symbolically around our Lord's table. We'll ordain Bill Neely, who's not previously been ordained as a deacon. The rest of you have been previously ordained as ruling elders and deacons and served as trustees. Your service is a form of walking straight. Walking straight from your heart to the heart of Jesus. As you serve him to the best of your ability, you will be supported by the Holy Spirit, as this passage says. Jesus comes baptizing not only with water, but by the Holy Spirit. You'll have those interior resources. You'll also have the resources of this loving community who have done this and are skilled in being this kind of church. So come boldly. Those of you who are not serving formally, I ask you the same question. Where does Jesus want you to walk straight to him? Where in this season of distraction, of joy, of glitter and consumption, of meaning and purpose, where during this time where the message of the gospel comes in music and in symbol and in word, where are you being pulled straight to your Lord Jesus? May you go there, and may you find much joy and power. Amen.